food and nutrition experts getting together to help you raise a healthy family. It's time for Family Food Kitchen on Radio MD. Here's your hosts, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
My cupboards and pantry are filled with kitchen gadgets. I cannot tell a lie. It's absolutely true. I keep thinking if I buy this one, I'll be a better cook. Or if I buy that one, that's going to help me make whatever. And you know what? They just end up in my cupboards in my pantry. I forget they're there. I mean, really, I have to go clean them all out. But I have been a little more wise about figuring out which are the five that I really must have in order to cook for my family. And if I narrow down to five, then I'm going to save some time, money, and space in my kitchen, which I need. Carolina, I just have to really go and maybe you should come to my house and help me clear out my cupboards. You'd be shocked to see what I have in there.
I don't know if I'd be a good person for that, because if you tell me I have to just have five, I don't know. I'd probably start going into panic mode. I think I'm going to call it like my top five that I use most frequently, but I definitely have beyond five. I can't lie. I have more. Yeah,
I think you're probably right. Yeah, because I go to the kitchen section of a store, and they have all these wonderful little colorful gadgets. I'm just a sucker for that.
Oh,
but let's go with your top five.
It's like Christmas morning.
Oh, every day, right? That's why I'm in trouble. So let me know what your top five. I'll see if I agree.
Well, I started off with the very thing that I use on a daily basis, and that's because we're all supposed to eat vegetables with every meal, lots and lots and lots of vegetables. But I don't like microwaving my vegetables, but sometimes I need to do something quick. I don't have time to roast it or, you know, come up with something better to do. So steaming is my go-to. So what I use is a silicone insert. Probably everyone's seen this by now. A silicone insert that goes inside all your regular pots and pans. And that way the water on the bottom of the pan turns into steam and steams your vegetable that's on top of the silicone insert. And there you go. In just like a few minutes, you have steamed vegetable ready to eat, and most of the nutrient value stayed intact. Second one is immersion blender stick. When I got an immersion blender stick, my life changed. So this is basically like picture, if you haven't seen one or don't have one, it's one of those, there's a blade at the bottom, and there's a long cord, some even cordless. So you can take that anywhere in the kitchen. I love the fact that you can be baking soup, for example, and if you want to turn some into a cream, you can just take the immersion blender right into your pot. You don't have to transfer it to the blender. You don't have to wait for it to cool. And then you can also control if you want it super creamy or if you want just chunky is how much you're going to use that blender for. But that blender goes beyond just hot liquids and soups. You can use it to make smoothies. You can use it to make a quick dip. You can use it to stir. I've been known to use my immersion blender stick when I'm lazy and I don't want to take my big KitchenAid gadget out from under the cupboard. I've been known to use my immersion blender stick to make a muffin recipe. So you can use that for just about anything. My third one would be a really good knife. Gosh, this is amazing. If you will know when you use a really good knife, one that'll just slide through produce and fruits without much effort and won't ruin what you're making. There's nothing worse than cutting into a tomato and squishing all the juice out of it because your knife wasn't really sharp or really good for it. So really good knife. Do some research. And sometimes all it takes is having one or two. You don't have to have a whole set of an amazing knife. You can just have one or two of the really good. Ellen, I know you work with knives. You probably have a couple of really good knives you use all the time.
Oh my gosh. You know, it's so hard to find a good one to stay sharp. It's worth spending the extra money for one that will stay sharp, because I have so many that I end up having to throw away. Little ones, big ones, all different kinds of ones. But boy, when it's sharp, everything goes faster and more smoothly. Absolutely. Now, can I throw in mine? What are you on? Number four or five? You have number four?
I did three. I did my top three.
Okay, well, I'm going to add a crock pot because, man, it just makes cooking so much easier, especially if you're a working mom or I have to leave in the morning. I can't get back till it's time for dinner, and I'll have a fabulous stew or a whole chicken that has been cooking all day in wonderful fruits and vegetables and seasonings, and dinner is all ready and so delicious. So absolutely, absolutely, I have that.
Yeah, And that's all about the style, right? So if you're one of those that is really great at planning in the morning and then having your meal by the time you get home, a crock pot is in your top five. For me, I have the pressure cooker because I can do the same work as a crock pot, but in a last minute scenario. So came home from gymnastics. It's 5 o'clock. Got to get dinner ready before swimming practice at 6:30. What do I do? Well, if I dump everything inside a pressure cooker, put the lid on, I can do everything in 45 minutes that the crock pot does in 6 hours. So the pressure cooker is a must for me. It's on my top five.
Yeah, I love the you're ahead of me on that one. You're ahead of me on two because I don't have the silicone insert that you
what?
Make for steaming.
I'm getting you
no,
one.
I know.
I'm sending
yes.
you one ASAP.
Thank you.
You need that.
The silicone is safe in the water, heated. Silicone does not give off any chemicals, right? That's why I've sort of been pulling back. Okay, that's important to know. Did you mention the immersion blender? Because I can't live without that.
Oh, I did. I went on and on about it. It's my favorite.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I was disconnected for a while. Sorry. I'm glad to know that. All right. So let's do a recap. Sharp knife, the silicone steaming insert, the immersion blender, which is fabulous for soups, especially when it's cool outside and you want to have a great soup, and a crock pot. Then you talked about a food processor or a, you know, we do a lot of grating in this house. How do you do that?
Yeah, that I definitely, but here's the thing. For me, it has to be small. The big, larger food processors are not on my top five because I don't use those as often. I definitely may need it if you're an all-time baker. But the small ones that you can just do onions and garlic really quick. Or you can throw in your green and red peppers for a taco meal. Something that you can easily do it on the countertop, small, easy to clean. Gosh, it has to be easy to clean because I'm not using anything I have to spend 30 minutes washing. So a small one, I'd say. Go with a small one, rather a really big one.
Yeah, those big gadgets can be such a total pain to wash. Absolutely. I struggle with it. Especially when I make smoothies in the morning, if I haven't got an easy peasy one, it's time consuming. And oh, there's always something gets stuck on the side, and who has time to clean all that off? The other thing is not everybody has a lot of counter space, and they take up a lot of counter space. So I have to put them away, then I have to get them out and put it back on the counter, and it's like, ugh. So I like the little easy gadgets. So what would you call that? Because I do have a few of those, but I don't know any of them work very well. Is there one that you really like?
Like the tiny
the
processor?
The small one. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Usually they just call it a one cup processor or a mini chopper. I know a lot of them are called the mini choppers now.
Okay.
I think both of those names is kind of, you know, be those things. But I think when it comes to kitchen gadgets and all those things, one of the things I tell people to really ask themselves is, whatever you have, is it helping you achieve your goals for cooking and for living? If it's not, get rid of it because it's just going to get in the way. So just make sure you kind of pair things up. That's why I started with the vegetable steamer. If one of your goals is to eat more fruits and vegetables, then maybe having one of those smoothie makers, one of those countertop smoothie makers, is a top five for you. So just go through your list of what you're trying to do this year for yourself and for your family and pick your top five gadgets. And always visit us on our website, kidcritics.org, and our social media, Facebook, because that's where we like to share our ideas on how you can make your life easier every day. Remember, you can always find us on RadioMD.com for some past episodes you might have missed or a show you might like to share with a friend. Thank you for being with us. Eat well and stay well.